The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes decided to ask Jesus, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "This is the first. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the second. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Excellent teacher, you are right in saying he is the one. There is no other than he. Yes, to love him with all our heart, with all our thoughts, and with all our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves is worth more than any burnt offering or sacrifices." Jesus approved the insight of this answer and told him, "You're not far from the reign of God." And no one had the courage to ask him any more questions. Gospel of the Lord. One of the greatest saints that ever lived is Saint Teresa of Avila. Saint Teresa of Avila. And she gives a beautiful analogy of our soul. And she compares our soul to a garden. To a garden. And if you've ever done any garden work, it's a lot of hard work. When I was brought up and raised there in New York or New Jersey, my mom, my parents have 9 children, so a pretty big family. To relax, my mom had her garden. And there was an unpaid gardener there, yours truly, that had to do a lot of this work, you know. And the work was basically pulling up the weeds. And then she'd have to water it and fertilize. It was hard work. Otherwise, the weeds would basically choke out. She planted tomatoes and roses and other flowers. So I was basically her unpaid gardener. Okay? And a lot of the stuff really came out well. So Teresa of Avila compares our soul to a garden. Right now, even though maybe this is not very poetic to all of you, but the little girl has a lot of weeds right now in her soul. It's called original sin. Whether you like it or not, that's the way we come into the world, right? But with baptism, all those weeds are pulled out. And I think if we would meditate upon the graces that come from baptism, we would be blown away. You'd be blown away. You know that it washes away original sin, but there are other things that happen. What about our relationship to the Trinity? Trinity. Daughter of God. Little sister to Jesus Christ. Intimate friend of the Holy Spirit. Living tabernacle of the Blessed Trinity. Wow. I'm just warming up. Faith, hope, and charity. Then the moral or cardinal virtues, which would be, remember, George? That's a tough one. I'm putting you on the spot. Justice, temperance, prudence, and fortitude, those come into the soul. How about the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit? Do you know them? Oh, those are the fruits. Okay. To tune in next Sunday. In the Acts of the Apostles, I'll be explaining those, like if you want to come free of charge. No? Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord. Those are received in the moment of baptism. Most people think that they come in the moment of confirmation, but they come in the moment of baptism as seeds planted in the depths of that garden. Then, don't be afraid now, but to them, you're going to be doing a minor exorcism. George is trembling now. Huh? He knew that, though. A minor exorcism. Then we become members of a new family. It's called the church. And at the end, we'd like to present your daughter to the Blessed Mother. Can we do that? Can you give me permission? Okay. So I'll consecrate her to Mary. So all those graces come in the moment of baptism. If we really understood that, meditate upon that, we would have our children baptized as soon as possible. The other day was the anniversary of the birth of the founder of the Oblates, May 12th. He was baptized the same day he was born. And if you read the lives of the saints, often that's the case. Like in Pope John the 23rd, he was born in his house. And they lived close to the rectory, so they had the baby baptized the same day. And I think the mother of John prepared spaghetti and meatballs the same evening, no? One of those robust Italian types, no? All within 24 hours, no? None of these long hospital stays, no? Got a couple of nurses here, right now. In and out of the house, no? So you might meditate upon all those graces that flow from the sacrament of baptism. And you might even ask the question, when was your baptism? Probably none of you know the day of your own baptism. I think it's worth looking into. No? 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 I'll tell you mine, okay. March 25th? How about that? The Annunciation. I like the 25th because it's the birthday of Jesus. It's my spiritual birthday. And the day of my ordination in 8 days, no? So for me, I like the number 25. It's a good number. So hopefully, with your children, you'll celebrate two birthdays. They're physical birthday and their spiritual birthday, which is a baptism. Cake and ice cream twice a year, right? No? And make sure you go to Mass before, right? Let's put God first, huh? So let's give thanks to God for the many graces that happened today, this day of baptism. And godparents, you're the godparents, right? What is the duty of the godparents? To pay for the fiesta, right? You're hoping I was going to say that, right? Yeah. The primary purpose of the godparents is to pray and try to give good example. Try to pray and to give good example. Give a good example by living holy lives, okay? So it's important to have good godparents. But the principal role are that of the parents. Mother and father have the primary role, and the godparents can help out, but all with the purpose of trying to bring the child into heaven. That's the primary purpose, to get to heaven. Amen? Okay.